This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 7:02 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift. You got Mike here, Bo, myself, Ali Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're about to get into the Drake London being on this NFL Top 100 list, but just a quick FYI, if you're running the Peachtree Road Race this Friday, today is your carbo load day. Grab the donuts, eat the pasta. Go enjoy that expo at Lennox.
Wow. I wish I was running the Peachtree Road Race because I'd love to carbo load today. You know what I mean? What's the carbo of choice?
So I love a simple spaghetti, but Grant McCauley makes amazing spaghetti sauce. So I'm going to be requesting that for dinner tonight.
Nice, Grant McCauley.
Ali, while we're on this topic, I have a quick question for you. I want you to put your analyst hat on here for a second.
Okay.
Analyst? If you had to put a time on Mike and Bo and how fast, just, you know, by knowing what you know about them, if you had to put a time on how fast you think each of them could run the Peachtree, what time would you put on
them? She would need a sundial for me.
Sundial.
I don't buy that. You've been running, Mike.
On and off, yes, but it's still not anywhere close to getting ready for the Peachtree Road Race, I can tell you that.
I've actually ran the Peachtree before.
Oh, really?
But I did it with Hugh. When Hugh Douglas is here, him and I did it. And so we kind of stuck together. So we didn't really, I mean, I ran the first part, and then I kind of fell back a little bit weighty with him. And then he ran with that freaking Thor hammer.
Oh, wow.
And I chugged a Budweiser or two in the middle of it. Because they hand you beers down there.
Wow.
Where the hospital, I think it's near the hospital. Where that big
Cardiac Hill, yeah. Which is Hope Hill this year.
What? Okay, yeah. So it
depends, Dylan, on what kind of race you want to have. For them, I think they want to have a fun race. So I'm going to say an hour and a half because you're stopping for beers, you're having fun, you're getting sprayed with the holy water. Like, it's all happening.
How many miles is it?
6.2. It's a 10K.
Okay.
And you got to also think there's like tens of thousands of people around you. So it's impossible to get your best time, even though Abe Gordon is going to try for his best
time. There's no doubt about it.
I can see his
nostrils flaring as we speak.
I already know he's going to come in here telling me the carbo loading is a myth and it's like a placebo effect.
Yes!
I know he's going to tell me that.
Yes, he is.
He's also going to tell you that he knows exactly how to weave through the crowd because he watched it on YouTube. He's like, you're showing that hard. If you just got to like...
You just skinny your shoulders and just...
You just got to take like the 2-3 effect. Like what? Like, yeah, you pass 2-1 time and then 3 the next.
You just have to plan out your route and how to pass the people. You have to find the crevices ahead of the
pack. If you stay out front, you don't have to pass anyone.
See, what you don't know, Ali, is Abe has been watching film of previous Peachtree Road races. So he's broke it down on when and where, what group is the best to pass in.
He's in a really high up there group. So he has like elite runners around him. Not the elite class, but he does have really great runners around him. He'll get a good time.
The best about Abe is when you say something and he thinks he's smarter on that subject than you, he makes this like you know, crap eating grin.
It's that face.
That he can't like, hold his comments
that
back.
Half face, yeah. Smile.
Like, I'm trying, but there's no way I'm going to be able to keep this in.
Yeah. And he just has to be.
I love
he
that
has
guy.
To do it. He'll
I
love
know.
It about
the most
him.
Unique person I think I've ever met.
He's amazing. Well, go ahead, enjoy your pasta tonight. Now, the NFL did release their top 100 players list yesterday. And look, we're super excited. Drake London made it, well deserved, but he's sitting at 97. Do you guys think that's too low?
Yeah.
I do. And I have a couple of pieces of evidence that I'll get into in just a second. But just talking about Drake London overall, I think one of the problems you have when you're the NFL is I don't think he fits. I think he's so unique in terms of the way he's utilized inside this offense and really what his skill set is that I think people from outside of Atlanta kind of have a hard time placing him in terms of these kind of lists. I think he definitely deserves to be on it, and I think that – when you go back and look last year at, you know, some of the players that are on this, he's definitely belongs in that category. And I just think that when we play that power slot position here, that's kind of a tight end in most offenses. And I think most people look at it and go, man, I'm not sure where he kind of fits. Mm-hmm. I'm comparing him to this guy and comparing him to that guy. He doesn't, you know, the skill set just doesn't belong in any certain category. And I think that's why you see kind of lists like this where it's like, oh yeah, Drake London. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the highlight reel looks like, but the numbers are incredible.
Yeah, that's the problem for me. He is ninth in receptions. I'm just wide receiver, just receiving stats in general. Not wide receiver, not tight end, not running back, but receiving stats as a whole. He is ninth in receiving, third in targets, fourth in yards, ninth in touchdowns, fourth in yards per game. And this one's kind of a big one to me. Third in first down receptions. You go through it, and he's almost top 10 and top 5 in, like, a lot of the major categories.
Yeah.
He doesn't jump off the page at you like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson do with the speed and the big catches down the sidelines and stuff. But Drake is an all – it. I get – I would look – Dylan, if you can, I don't know how long this will take you if you can do it. I'd like to know the highest Michael Thomas ever got ranked on this list. Because I asked that because I think Drake London is a much, much better version of what Michael Thomas was with Drew Brees when Michael Thomas first came in the league. Because they used Thomas all over the field. And I know Drake is quicker and faster than Michael Thomas. And he doesn't look like Squidsworth or whatever.
Well, let me pull this back in just a little bit because I actually do have a comp that I think fits this category and also tells you exactly how low you feel like Drake London is possibly ranked on this list. I went back to last year's list and looked at the wide receiver in this category that kind of fits as far as the ranking goes, and it was Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin last year was ranked number 97 on this list. And so I went back to the year before that and looked at what Terry McLaurin's numbers were leading into that. Now, remember, he's had his ups and downs at the quarterback position. He's been extremely consistent throughout his career. But going into last season, when they would have ranked him at 97, his numbers were 79 catches for 1,002 yards. Drake London's numbers last year, 100 catches for 1,271 yards. So over 250 yards more and over 21 catches more as they lead into being both ranked number 97. So it kind of shows you the disparity in what Drake London is and what Terry McLaurin is, and the fact that they're ranked the same on the list, given the differences in their stats from the year before, kind of leads to what we're saying. He's definitely being undervalued in some of these national scenes.
Oh, yeah. The highest Michael Thomas ever got on the top 100, Dylan told me, was fifth. Now, that's crazy, but
wow.
And that was the 2020 list, which meant the 2019 season was what it was based on.
Yeah,
that was his best season ever. He had 149 catches for 1,700 yards and 9 touchdowns. But go to this. His 2017 season, Michael Thomas had 104 for 1,245 with 5 touchdowns. Drake just had 100 for 1,271 and 9 touchdowns in his third season. That was Michael Thomas's second season. But remember, Michael Thomas played with Sean Payton as the coach and Drew Brees as the quarterback for those years where he did well. But Terry McLaurin's an interesting one. To me, it's weird because they're so different.
Yeah.
They're physically different.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point when you talk about these rankings. It's almost like there's not a comp for a Drake London style of play. And I think you and I both hit another level in terms of last season in our Drake London fandom because of the attitude you felt like he brought to the team offensively. Like, he's always taking, you know, four and five people down. He's shoving somebody when he gets up. He brings that edge offensively to what you feel like the Falcons need, where it doesn't feel like they, you know, they can be labeled at times a finesse offense, even though they're run heavy. They don't run the ball north and south. That's not a bloody or nose style of run game. So I think Drake London brings that edge that you really, really need in a passing attack, the way he's able to go about his business.
It's funny thing that you talk about that. If you go look at the video that the NFL put out for him, like the little 3-minute clip that they do on him about his season and what his teammates are, like, that's one of the things Chris Lindstrom's talking about is his attitude. And I go back to, you want to talk about attitude? I go back to the play where it's Penix's first game. He throws the ball to the tight end, who bobbles it up in the air, and it's intercepted. And Drake London is the one that ran him down because Drake was in the end zone and then proceeded to essentially get in a fist fight with him.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't get kicked out. There were no hands thrown, but they were scrapping a little bit. And that's who Drake London is. And he has turned into one of my favorite guys to watch on this team. You know, coming into his rookie year, I couldn't wait to see the tight end in another year, right? And what he was going to do. 3 years later, I think Drake London is the all around most versatile player on this team, and that's the team that has Bijan Robinson, because Drake plays. He plays the role of what a tight end will be at times in this offense.
Yeah, he definitely does. I you don't have this list from last year in front of you, do you? Because I got a question for you. If you had to guess who the Falcons' highest player, it's kind of an asterisk, but if you had to guess who the Falcons' highest rated player on this list was, who would you say it was in the 2024 top 100?
I'd probably
gave it away with that little hint.
Well, I don't know. It clearly, he was the guy that didn't play there the year before, but I would say Bijan Robinson.
Last year on the top 100 list, at number 57 was Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons. That's your highest. That's your highest.
He was at number 57 here.
That's your highest ranked Atlanta.
Does that mean
on this list?
Where was Bijan at last year then?
Jesse Bates at 74. I'm still working my way down here. Kirk Cousins at 81.
That's who I thought it was going to be.
Chris Lindstrom at 88. And I know that Bijan was on this list, but I can't find him. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
He was 39.
There you go. Okay.
It's going to take you a minute to get there, Mike.
No, that might be wrong. That might be this year.
Okay.
I don't know how that's out already that the Falcons have. Oh, that's CBS Sports. Is my bad.
There you go.
My bad. I'll find it.
From what I see, it looks like he was number 60 last year, I think. Number 60.
Let me look back on this list. No, that's not what I have, but
no,
maybe I'm 60. Off.
Okay, no.
Anyways.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun where we don't – I mean, I don't keep – this list is one of those ones for me that I don't – I don't take a lot into at times, and that's it's stupid to say when I hear it. I'm like, well, that's dumb because the players are in on this. But the problem for me is that the players ain't watching everybody, and they're not. They don't. It's hard for them to know everybody.
This is the earliest I can remember talking about this list, though. Isn't this list usually out or like when training camp starts in a few weeks? I want to say last year. Wait, I remember talking about this during training
camp.
Well,
it takes a while to go down through.
I know, but I remember it starting like around the time training camp did last year. And like I said, I could be off on that. And obviously, July when it comes to the NFL, it's ultimate like drum up subjects to talk about. But I don't remember talking about the top 100 list until like into training camp. So maybe they're doing it differently this year. You never know.
I mean, maybe, but it's going to take a while for it to come out. I mean, I'm obviously trying to hit Control F to find Bijan Robinson on the list.
I could hear that error over
it's
again.
It's not popping up, and I'm like, where is he at? Because I know that he was on the list last year, unless I'm just taking a whiff at it, but I could have swore he was on the list last year.
Yeah, we'll find that, and you can weigh in on this, too. Where would you have ranked Drake? We've got a tweet going right now to get your thoughts on it. At 929 Morning Shift is the account, and coming up, we're going to go in the huddle with a team that is getting a new stadium, and those Braves. We're going to hear from Snit on how this team is just overanalyzing the mental side of things. We've got that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.